USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The full House will vote Wednesday on impeachment. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler.
This president sought foreign interference in the 2016 election. He is openly seeking foreign interference in the 2020 election, and he poses a continuing threat to our national security and to the integrity of our elections, to our democratic system itself. We cannot permit that to continue.
The process then moves to the Senate in January. Republican Senator Ted Cruz.
Senators are not required, like jurors in a criminal trial, to be sequestered, not to talk to anyone, not to coordinate. There's no prohibition. And by the way, past trials, you look at the Clinton impeachment trials, the Senate Democrats were all talking with the Clinton White House. You look at this impeachment trial, the House Democrats are all talking with the Senate Democrats. This remains a political process. The framers knew what they were doing when they put it into the political branches.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Searchers are still looking for bodies following the White Island volcano eruption in New Zealand nearly a week ago. 16 are confirmed dead, 2 are missing and presumed dead, the tour guide and the tour boat captain. The BBC's Phil Mercer is in Sydney.
Some of those survivors have the most appalling of injuries, suffering burns of up to 90% of their bodies, also internal burns too. So it is a challenge, a great challenge for very skilled professionals in New Zealand and Australia to keep those people alive.
47 people were on the island when the volcano exploded. There's been a mercury spill in West Houston, Texas. Employees and Christmas shoppers at a Walmart near the spill were ordered by first responders to evacuate the store. Workers that tested positive for mercury poisoning were also asked to take a decontamination shower. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I join. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
A New Jersey pawn shop owner is under arrest in connection with the deadly Jersey City shootings last Tuesday. Here's more from USA's Chris Barnes.
The FBI says 35-year-old Ahmed Ahedi's phone number was found written on a piece of paper in the dead shooting suspect David Anderson's pocket. Ahedi is a convicted felon with weapons charges against him, and he's not allowed to own firearms. But officials say they found numerous rifles, handguns, and a shotgun in his Keyport, New Jersey store, and hundreds of rounds of ammo at his home. Authorities are looking into whether the guns used in the shooting may have come from the pawn shop. The attack now being investigated as domestic terrorism targeting the Jewish community. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A 6.8 magnitude earthquake happened near Mangsaysay, Philippines. The aftershock had a depth of 17 miles and struck around noon. Multiple aftershocks ranging around 5 have been reported in the area. 3 people died. A 6-year-old girl was inside her family's house when the building collapsed. There are reports of multiple landslides and damaged structures across the region, with several individuals trapped in the rubble. The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center said there was no threat at this time for a tsunami. The same area had several strong earthquakes in October that led to multiple fatalities and severe damage. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.